36.
Granny, let's hear this wrestling report. We got an echo or a delay or something. Like, are you too close to the mic? What's going on?
It could be. Let me see. That Friday night SmackDown, I just cannot get into it. It's so loud.
Mm-hmm. So
it's,
loud?
It's loud?
It's so loud and noisy.
Do you have a volume control on your television set?
Yeah, is your television broken? What's noisy about it?
Well, on my TV, I can't turn it down. Well, it's in the background. It's awful. I don't like it. Okay, anyway, all I got out of that one was...
You can't turn the volume on your TV up or down?
Never mind. Let's see. SmackDown was Kevin Owens and Sammy. The back and forth hole punch. I just did a little of this in the eye. Drag him.
That was a little part of it. What was in the eye?
Punch him in the eye.
Oh, that's punch it. Him in the eye. Okay.
Okay. Wait a minute. Now what I got here? Let's see. Okay. My first one was Justin Patterson sent this to me. It's 99.
That was the whole review of the Sami Zayn Kevin Owens match. Do we at least get a score? We literally got
results.
He punched him in the eye. Was all we got out of it.
That's all I got out of the whole thing. I didn't okay, even watch it. That's just,
all right.
So
it's
I
just too loud, Brian.
Just
Granny,
so
do you need
comment.
A new TV?
I don't need a new TV. I only watch TV maybe an hour a day. So I don't need a new TV.
Do you just watch quiet channels, or how do you avoid when a show is loud if you can't adjust the volume?
I put it on mute.
So you can mute it, but you can't turn the volume up or down?
No.
Okay, go on. This doesn't make any sense, Granny. And you say it so matter-of-factly that you cannot turn the volume up or down on your television. I don't understand. I'm confused.
Well, it's all there.
Hey, I probably
could, but I don't know how. Let's put it that
okay,
way.
That's better. That's better.
That's,
okay.
That's probably it, or I don't even care.
Okay. Well, you do care because you said SmackDown was too loud.
I just don't watch it.
Well, that's a good solution. Okay.
Okay. 1996, WCW. And like I said, Justin Patterson sent this to me. Chris Jericho versus Jobber.
Jobber.
Yeah, Jobber.
Okay.
I don't remember what the rest of his was name. He had a more name to it.
You don't say.
Arm bang on neck. Miss swing. Arm twist. Slide between legs. Bang hip on head. Swift kick on chin. Pick up backdrop, lots of those. Top rope, face jump on, who was it? On Jobber for the win.
The Jobber ended up on Jericho's face.
Yeah.
Jericho wins that. I gave it a 5.
So Jericho slid between the Jobber's legs and then rammed him in the head with his hip?
Yeah.
That was like a hell of a match.
Wow.
That's what he did.
He's more flexible than I thought.
Okay, then we have 3/14/92 in Germany, 1989. Bret Hart versus...
Is it 92 or is it 89? You give us two dates that are 3 years apart.
1989.
Okay, so there's no 1992.
No, well, it says 3/14. Never mind.
Okay.
I don't know what that meant. Okay. The crowd loves Hart.
What's the match?
Yeah, who's in it?
Rollover drops and wobble punch, headlock, clothesline, jump on face, Hart out of the ring, top rope arms dangling while being punished. Missed a twist, twirl punch. Where's that noise?
Vinny's purple right now, Granny.
Okay.
Granny.
Wait. First of all, I think that's a very fair question of what is the match. I never got an answer. Then the last thing before I checked out was arms down while being punished. Did I hear that right?
I said dangling.
Dangling.
Okay.
Well, you should have let him dangle then. You should have raised his defenses.
Okay. Bear hug, tight squeeze, overhead drop, foot on chest, bear hug, elbow, chops to the ears. Not sure who won.
I don't deserve it.
I think Hart won this one, but there was...
Granny, stop for a second. You haven't told us who is in the match.
I did too.
No, you started talking about the match. Vinny said, who's in the match? You just kept talking. He started laughing. And all I know is Hart is in the match. That's the only thing you have told us. Who is Hart wrestling?
No. Brian, I said Bret Hart versus Dino Bravo.
Granny,
You guys butted in and talked over it.
Okay.
I did tell you.
This is on audio and video. I will go back later tonight and I will find out if you said this.
I did say.
Okay, if you did, I will apologize. If not, you have to apologize to us. Fair?
Okay.
Okay.
I know I did.
Well, the three of us here didn't. Not know. One of us heard it.
Because you talked over me.
I'm blaming Vinny. That's true. I'll find out tonight. You may be right, Granny.
There are tears in my eyebrows.
Vinny will give you a public apology if it turns out that he's wrong.
I absolutely will.
Okay, I'll give you a 5. I gave it a 5.
Okay. I find that hard to believe, by the way. Bret Hart and Dino Bravo is a 5.
Whatever. Let's see. Did I do Hogan versus Roddy Piper?
No.
Now, I said it.
Yes.
Yes, Hogan.
You did. You did say it that time.
That's true.
Okay.
All right, anything else?
Nope, I'm done.
All right, Red Five, let's get out of here.
Oh, I wanted to tell you, too. I don't know if this is good or not, but I've been laughing at myself on the show.
Nothing wrong with that, Granny.
You don't know if that's good or bad?
I don't know if I'm laughing at myself or with myself.
Who cares? You're laughing.
Yes. Well, it's
what difference does it make?
Well, it makes me feel kind of stupid.
What?
Like I'm doing something dumb.
So you're concerned that you find yourself to be funny?
Yeah.
What should you find yourself to be? Depressing?
Just normal.
You just want to watch it and not be amused? What kind of a show would that be?
Well, I just laugh harder than I usually do.
Well, good. That's a good sign, Granny. That means the show is entertaining.
Oh, just to me.
Well, everyone's laughing. Don't you read the feedback? They're all laughing with you. Now they're laughing at Vinny.
Another thing, how about last week when I was supposed to say that wrestler's name? Remember?
You were supposed to say that wrestler's name.
Just one time, just last week.
Yes.
Hart. Remember Hart?
Okay, yes, Granny. I would like to publicly apologize. Thank you for reminding me. You did, in fact, say Dino Bravo, or you began to say Bravo, but we were all talking, and we did not hear you say Bravo. You did actually say it, so we were wrong.
No, I
apologize.
That's what I wanted.
I apologize on behalf of Vinny. That's twice now I've had to do that this week.
Okay. I'm done now.
All right, anything else?
I got my apology. I'm done.
All right. Well, good job, Granny.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
35.
Maybe fans are transposing something in their mind with, like, maybe that they're thinking by saying that the WWE thinks that they've got this liberal.
Of course we don't watch. Of course no one watches. Well, why are you arguing with me? I'm watching the show. I'm telling you what's happening, and you're arguing with me.
They want to see you come apart now.
Well, you got me, everybody. Congratulations.
Get off Brian's lawn, you
golly. No, get on my lawn if you'll at least listen to me.
If you're going to talk sit there Indian style saying kumbaya on your lawn.
If you want to get on the chat and criticize my lawn, then you need to get on my lawn. But don't be in another state and criticize my lawn. You haven't seen my lawn. This is the longest show I've ever recapped. MSK beat Grizzled Young Vets and Brooks Jensen and Josh Briggs, who are doing like a beer-drinking cowboy gimmick, even though one of them's 20.
Old Florida Georgia line, that's right up their alley.
And Carmelo and Trick Williams. Carmelo's supposed to be a heel, but he was the only guy in this match anyone cared about. And then they kept chanting his name after he was eliminated, which appeared to annoy MSK. And that was the show, everybody. So I'm done now. You happy? Golly.
Yes. It's horrible.
You know, you can get a SM58 for $99. You can do your own show. If you want to listen to mine, then you can listen to what I want to talk about here.
I thought it was ours. Oh, no, it is yours.
You know how it goes, Mike.
We're gonna show up over at Von Wagner's house and play handball off his forehead?
Oh, come on.
Think they can sell advertising
on that?
You
have to make fun of his look.
Well, you're the one who brought it up yesterday.
Well, I brought it up because like, I didn't make fun of it, but I'm like, look at the size of that thing. You could put it... Anyway. You idiot. Let me get...
Yes.
Yo, you guys still there?
Tom, leave me alone. Are you happy you finally cracked me? Is the chat happy? All he did was cry about me talking about NXT, and then you got that. Why? Because of NXT. Now, would you all shut up so I can keep moving and reading these things? This person says, for as hot as AEW has been with CM Punk, Bryan Danielson, and Adam Cole, this is still Hangman Page's company. I can't remember the last thing I've wanted more in wrestling than Hangman winning the title. Golly. Y'all happy? Oh, we did it, they say. What else do we have here? Oh, I'm not going to read this one about edible lawns. I'm trying to get this show back on track. Hangman Page winning the AEW World title on the pay-per-view named after his BTE skit is the real long-term planning. Look at that. Full gear. His hometown the following Wednesday. God. I should open up the phone lines while I was at it.
34. Yeah, so they did one skit with Duke Hudson being a poker player, and now, how is being a
poker
player?
No, he's still a poker player, because he gave him a chip after the match.
Oh, I missed that, okay. But, yeah, they just said he's a poker player. It's like, okay, whatever.
And I don't know what this has to do with wrestling, but he's a poker player.
Yeah, and Grayson Waller, what, he's like a chick magnet? Is that his gimmick?
Well, he definitely was picking up a woman later on, and Grimes walked up and said, man, how'd you do that? And he told him, man, if you just shave that beard and shave your chest, so I'm fearful Grimes is going to get the big makeover.
It sounds like it to me, right?
Oh, sure. Boy.
Yeah. I don't know that it's that easy. Is it really that easy?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess we'll have to find out.
I guess so. I mean, Grimes is like, I don't know. Whatever. I'm not going to analyze
that. My wife told me to get rid of that beard, so that's all I know.
Did she?
It was horrible, though. It was actually all MJF's fault.
Oh, and I have to hear this story. Like, well, MJF. What did MJF do?
I had a picture on Twitter or something like that, and he said something like, who glued pubes to your face? And I showed it to my wife, and she said, well. And I was like, all right, beard's got to go. She agreed with MJF about my beard.
Okay, well.
I mean, it was horrible at the time, but still. We had Indy Hart. Speaking of horrible, by the way.
I'm trying to think if I've ever had an experience like that.
I don't think you've ever had a beard in your life. I'm not sure you can grow a beard.
I shave all the time, so I never found out. Hmm. I grew a mustache once because a girlfriend of mine.
Just the mustache?
Just a mustache. I grew a mustache once. A girlfriend of mine insisted on me not shaving and all that. And I was not comfortable with it. Okay? So I went somewhere. I'm trying to remember where. I don't know. The city doesn't matter. I bump into Missy Hyatt. And she just goes, your mustache sucks. First words out of her mouth, your mustache sucks. And I was thinking the same thing. So I shaved it, and I go home. I didn't tell my girlfriend that Missy Hyatt told me to shave it. I said that I was actually fighting with her at the time anyway. So it was kind of like, it was my, I'm just doing it, you know, because you want me to do it and we're fighting anyway and I don't like it. And so it turned into another fight. But yeah, I do remember that one. But that's the only time.
Wow.
Yeah.
33.
Finally, your main event. If you didn't think anything, didn't think that could be topped, oh, just you wait. Now, the match itself was actually fine, but boy, this cast of characters. We get the Patriots. We've already talked about Firebreaker Chip. Todd Champion. Now, how on earth, now, mind you, remember, I said these are all essentially male strippers. Van Hammer, the guitar guy. How did somebody not name the Army guy Dale? How was he not Dale Champion? So you could have had Chippendales. I mean, have I got to go back in time and book 1992 WCW just so we can have the tag team of Chip and Dale along with Van Hammer? Anyway, their opponents, Dangerous Alliance, Bobby Eaton, Larry Zbysko, and Arn Anderson. Yes, the Midnight Horseman and Larry Zbysko. Right, look, Dale Champion looks like an American doofus Ivan Drago from Rocky IV. I mean, he's meathead American Ivan Drago. He's like, he's big, he's jacked looking, he sort of looks like a more taller, muscular version of Sting, except his promos would begin with, duh. You know, that's him. That's Dale Champion. Van Hammer is a more fit version of Sid Vicious, but with even less skill. If that's even possible, you look at Sid Vicious and you think, how on earth could the good Lord produce a specimen like that? Is the perfect human physique right there. But then you look at Van Hammer and you go, wow, that's in fact Sid Vicious, only more fit and lean. Well, Sid wasn't the greatest worker in the world. I don't know if you know that or not, but Van Hammer was even worse. Anyway, Bobby Eaton hits Fireman Chip in the back of the head with an Alabama Jam, and that's all they wrote. So says I. Bobby Eaton, Larry Zbysko, and Arn Anderson are your winners, defeating Chip and Dale and Van Hammer.
32.
So here's the deal, everybody. In front of me right now, Mountain Dew, zero sugar, major melons. I got a package in the mail. Somebody sent me major melons. And Woody goes, what's in the package? I said, major melons, baby. She said, don't talk about my boobs like that. But in fact, it was this drink right here.
What?
Yes, you heard me right.
That out of all the stories that never happened, that's the one.
No, that one actually did happen. You want me to call her up here and confirm it? So I want to thank Sam.
You know what? Yeah.
Sam
yeah.
sent me two yes. of these in the mail.
I do want you to.
Well, she's busy with two children.
Oh, all right. So finally somebody calls your bluff.
Okay,
you
fine.
Can't
you know
deliver.
What? God damn yeah. it. Do we have to waste this much time?
This sure is going to be the biggest show.
Come up when you can and confirm.
I'm calling your bluff.
Your major melons joke. Okay, thanks. All right, I sent her the message, so we'll see what happens. Now, quit wasting time. It's time, everybody. This is what I think we should do, Tom. Mountain Dew, zero sugar, major melon. Yeah. If I put it like this, the depth of field, you can't see it. So I got to put it back here like a ring entrance.
Yeah, that's cool.
Mountain Dew, zero sugar, major melon, charged with watermelon. Let's see what it says here in terms of fat, zero, carb, zero, sugar, zero. But it doesn't say how much caffeine is in it.
Consumer.
Yeah, how much caffeine zero. Is in this fucking thing?
68 milligrams per 12 fluid ounces. We're here
milligrams.
To help. It says we're here to help right underneath that. So
this ain't no 5-hour energy.
Why? How many's in that?
200.
Oh.
In that little tiny bottle.
Oh.
All right. So here's my thoughts. I think we should crack it open. We'll drink it throughout the song contest, and then we'll review it at the end. What do you think about that?
Okay. Do I have time to urinate?
Nope.
No.
Dude, we have
to make it through the rest of this.
We have 11 songs, or 30 seconds each. It'll be 5 minutes. Ready? Okay, okay. Actually, first let me play the music because we're doing a sponsorship snack down.
Because this man needs to get paid. So snap into a Slim Jim.
No.
Drop into the ground.
We're not urinating.
Chow down ad nauseum tonight.
Not loud.
Delay the sponsorship.
Wear a diaper next time. Maybe if you weren't drinking that throughout the show, you wouldn't have to piss at the end.
I didn't drink it once, you clown.
I tried to do it with one hand, but I like to use two hands. Shall? Wait, smell it first. Ah, it smells good.
What's yours smell like?
Probably smells like yours, I hope. Unless my Sam did something to it.
Mine smells like back pussy.
Please, Tom. Ready?
No.
Don't say anything till the end. Ah. Don't say anything. All right.
I gotta keep quiet the whole time?
Okay, we're gonna start with one that I got right before we went on the air.
No, I don't think you should do
that. Tom, you idiot.
All right.
You're such an idiot. I'll save that for the end.
Do whatever you want. Do whatever you want.
All right, so this is from Emilio. My song is called Major Melon, My Anti-Drug. Hope you enjoy the song and the drink. Here we go.
This ain't weed. I need something more than feeling tired. I need more than cocaine, stupid nostril fire. Methamphetamine, brain, Walter White retired. You a liar, you inspire me to kill all your desires. The empire, serving up a new addiction. Look and listen, don't need a prescription. Got no friends, Major Melon helps you fit in. Mountain Dew, Major Melon, come on, get sipping. Get sipping, get sipping, get sipping, get sipping.
Bro, where'd that guy come from?
Wow.
Holy shit.
Stepped it up. What was that guy's name?
Emilio.
Whoa.
Bro, we may as well just... Should we just stop now?
You should have...
The rest of these are going to be embarrassments.
That's for damn sure. Well, we don't know that. No, we don't know that.
Did we offer something for this? Was it a prize?
I think it's a case of Major Melon.
Oh, yeah. It's a case of Major Melons. Wow. Well, this guy's going to be fucking lucky. All right, Emilio, get ready for your case unless... Paul Fontaine here can win. That's funnier than Billy Kay. This song is so fucking bad, he says, and it was the second take.
Wow. You think Carl Stern entered?
We'll find out.
She's just so black. Like made melons, I cannot lie. Team Filthy can't deny. When Brown walks in with his itty bitty waist, put it right in his face. You are thirsty. We'll open up some, cause you know
Bro.
These melons are juicy.
This
Spin
is good.
The cans of Mountain Dew, I'm hooked and I can't
Look
stop
at you.
Drinking. Oh, filthy. Wanna drink with ya and take your picture. The Empire tried to warn me, but with the drink you got, I'm no more thirsty.
Wow.
Paul, you know, I was gonna apologize for all those times that I fucked up your ratings report on the front page and threw you under the bus, but after that...
No, he's, I hate to say it, but he's number two.
You deserve it.
He's number two, which is good.
Yeah, he's number two now because we've only done two.
Yeah, but Emilio was...
Okay, this is from George.
I want to suck! So sweet on the lips! No sugar! I can't help but suck it down tonight! Want to suck, 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 suck! It's just one big tit!
Excuse me? Where'd these people come from?
What was that?
That was awesome.
Was that Whitney's story?
I was caught so off guard that I thought that was an actual song I accidentally played.
Whoa.
Wow, George.
Well, Paul Fontaine, you're now number three.
Paul Fontaine,
Sorry.
You're in last place still. God damn, that was good. Oh, no. Well, here's Tim. As nobody can answer my question as to whether the contest was about massive titties or soda, I incorporated both.
Yeah. I think that's Mountain Dew's plan with this, but...
Uh-oh. He says, please don't say my real name when you introduce it.
Jim,
well, now what am I supposed
Jim.
To do?
Jim and Vertimia.
Dude, I can't play it then, Tim. I already said who you were.
I sent that one in.
He's going to be really mad, but like... Sorry, Tim. Otherwise, I just have to say your name and play it. Listen, if you want me to play it, I'll play it on the next show. But I accidentally already said your name.
We'll save it for the future.
All right, this is from Robert here. Here we go.
It ain't hard to tell. I ain't hell, infidel. Jezebel's love is devil's cap in Riverdale. Never clean up my act like a Kenny feature. Beatnik, beating, bleeding, red ink slingers. Halfway household name. Silk Road hash slinging, haberdasher haggling, ounce of fame. Great escapes to another man's state. Cut meds plus vent, as good as dead weight. Unverified content to jack off drunk. Take shots over computer.
Hold on a second.
Laptop.
This is a PG show.
Yeah,
and you passed 30 seconds right there.
Hold on. Somebody heard that I'm a fan of Aesop Rock and tried to copy him with some something. I don't know what that was.
That's still pretty damn good.
Did he say anything about soda?
Go back to like 2006 and listen to some of the songs we got in 2006 and you'll really appreciate how good all these are.
That's disgusting, by the way.
All right, this is from it's ASMR, Tom. This is from Brandon. Oh.
Will I be drinking some Mountain Dew?
Look at Tom's face.
Some Mountain Dew made you melon. Some Mountain Dew made you melon. No grams of sugar or calories. Drink one or two or maybe three. With Brian A. and Filthy T.
God damn, that was good.
Do it. Just do
Fuck,
it.
Fuck, we should do another do match it, and have that be our theme song. He mentioned our names.
That ship sailed. I don't need you on my coattails.
All right, this is from Dagan. Dude, I got you over and then you just dumped me like that? Piece of shit.
Better than the WCW, WWF invasion. Greater than the AEW Impact Wrestling invasion. It's the flavor invasion. Major Melons.
His voice is so high, but he couldn't go high.
Invasion. Major Melons.
Not bad, Dagan. Not bad. Got a lot of creativity here. We've had rapping. We've had singing.
Maybe we'll get some.
Had whatever Paul Fontaine
polka.
Did. This person says, "Dearest Brian and Tom, I am a professional music teacher." This is Paul.
Ooh.
So thank you for the opportunity to spread my creative wings during this frustrating period with this minor ode to Major Melons.
Wow.
Big, voluptuous breasts.
Deep bass there.
Major Melons.
Silicone, her tits were everywhere.
What? I don't know where those drops came from. That was ridiculous.
Oh, man.
Excellent job,
that
Paul.
Guy. We should have had brackets.
Should have. This should be a tournament. All right, this is from Jalapeno. Can't wait to enjoy the soothing ASMR sound, see, of you guys slurping down that Major Melons nectar. Ah. Here we go.
Major Melon, Major Melon, Major Melon.
Now we're talking.
Major Melon, Major Melon, Major Melon, Major Melon. Going with Pepsi and the Coca-Cola. Girls, you don't need a weekend soda. Mountain Dew, Major Melon.
God damn, we should do a tournament. These are so good.
That was pretty good.
Fuck. Who's winning right now?
I don't know. I mean, it's...
Still on Emilio?
Emilio was pretty damn good. I may have to listen to him again. I don't know.
All right, all right. We've got two more here. This is from Dennis. He's in Germany.
Mm.
Here's some German rock and roll. Major Melon, I hope it's no dream. You are the cutest that I've ever seen. Come to my lips just a little bit closer.
Excuse me?
I want this 1 week waiting to be over, Major Melon. I'm so alone. Because of Brian, I'm still on my own.
Oh.
Please tell me this is no dream. Major Melon, you taste supreme.
Fuck! That's the international winner right there.
That's pretty good.
God damn, that was good.
He's like the European champion.
Fuck, I don't know who to vote for, Tom. I can't do this. Are we going to have to do a tournament or something? What are we going to do?
Maybe a fatal four-way or...
God.
What was the one with like Vader and those guys where you could go over the top rope? Undertaker?
Winnie's ignoring me, by the way. My request to come up and confirm her titty statement.
Well, we've had enough tit references, I think. Is that it? We got more?
We got one more.
Okay.
Apparently, there's a mystery entrant that came in right before the bell.
Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well. I represent Melon. She was raised on the code red. Now, Emmanuel in Space is a great collection. Witty, imaginative, and it stars Kirstie Alley. That's enough. She is able and capable of saving any movie in the world.
Did you record this on a telephone?
Not the best science fiction epic of all times. It is better than one would expect. After all, we are dealing with softcore. However, this is a serious effort by a group of dedicated people.
Turning pink.
Kirstie Alley is more than beautiful. She's a marvel of nature, a total goddess. One thing to add, at her side, Pamela Anderson appears like a so-so looking prude virgin. Kirstie takes her Emmanuel character seriously and seems to have a lot of fun with it. That's very enjoyable, too. She's not a dumb actress exploiting her looks. Her work is remarkable, but mostly, I would say, very real. Oh, every real. Hot-blooded male should buy this collection because it's not only unique, it's exceptional. Forget all negatives. Kirstie is the thing to see.
You way overshot the limit there, brother.
I was waiting for you to cut it.
Disgusted.
I mean, whoever sent that in was probably waiting for you to cut it.
Disgusted. Hey, listen. I think it's going to come down to, I say Emilio or Dennis.
The music teacher? Is that Dennis?
No, Dennis was our international entry.
Oh, I think the music teacher was pretty good.
Is the music teacher pretty good too?
Yeah.
It was a music teacher. Okay, I'm going to play the final. I'm going to play these three. These are the finalists. We're going to do a Twitter poll.
Whoa, okay. All right.
Got it? All right, so entry one is Emilio. Here we go.
This ain't weed. I need something more than feeling tired. I need more than cocaine, stupid nostril fire. Methamphetamine, brain, Walter White retired. You a liar, you inspire me to kill all your desires. The empire, serving up a new addiction. Look and listen, don't need a prescription. Got no friends, Major Melon helps you fit in. Mountain Dew, Major Melon, come on, get sipping. Get sipping, get sipping, get sipping, get sipping.
Excellent. All right, so that's Emilio. And then second would be Paul.
Big, voluptuous breasts.
Tom thought he knew who the winner was. Now he's laughing his ass off.
Silicone. Her tits were everywhere.
You're right over there?
It gets better. That one gets better. I could just listen to that. Can you play that one again? Can I get email me that one so I can have it on my phone?
I'll send it to you. And finally, finally, Dennis. I guess I gotta hit the play button here.
The last one didn't make it.
Major Melon, I hope it's no dream. You are the cutest that I've ever seen. Come to my lips just a little bit closer. I want this 1 week waiting to be over, Major Melon. I'm so alone. Because of Brian, I'm still on my own. Please tell me this is no dream. Major Melon, you taste supreme.
Fucking great. All right, those are the three finalists, everybody. So I'm going to do a Twitter poll. I'll put it up later on tonight. I'll give you a few days to vote. And then next week, we will announce the winner, who will, in fact, get A case of Major Melons.
Will you look at that?
You know what? Fuck it. All three of you.
Oh.
All three of you. Send me your info. You all get a case of Major Melons. How's that sound, Tom?
Breaking out the $6.
Fuck, it's a case of Major Melons. How much could that cost to ship?
It's like $6.
All right. So all three of you win. Emilio, Paul, and Dennis, you are the winners. Congratulations.
Hopefully it's the zero sugar.
And I'm gonna bill Paul for all three of these cases of Major Melons right here for making me sit through that fucking monstrosity.
Oh, come on.
There you go.
It wasn't even bad.
Actually, to be fair, it was better than yours. So,
hey, there's actually a song before that. That I did. Yeah, that was the end of it.
I see.
I cut it.
All right.
You know what I mean?
No, listen, let's get some plugs in, Tom. We actually finished right on time. Oh, we forgot. What's your review?
Heavenly.
I like it.
It is good.
Yeah.
It tastes like it has a watermelon taste for sure. It definitely has a spark to it, much like all of the Mountain Dew sodas do. But it's not overpowering. It's mild, yet tasteful.
Yeah, I think it's really good. It tastes like Major Melons.
31.
Pleased to be joined today by Bad Dude Tito here on the program.
What's up, Brian? What's up, guys? How's it going?
How you doing, Bad Dude?
I'm doing great, man. Excited for tomorrow.
Tito Weird. Escondido is the actual name here, everybody.
Death Row t-shirt on and everything. You are a badass, aren't you?
Oh, man, look at this guy.
That's what they tell me. That's what they tell me.
So tell me about this armed robbery.
It was just like a nice day out, you know, the sun was out, it was about 80 degrees, and me and my wife were like, oh, let's take the baby for a walk in the stroller. And right by my neighborhood, there's like an outdoor mall, JCPenney's, Kohl's, that type of thing, like a Black Angus. And we're like, hey, let's stop and get our son some pants, you know, he needs some pants. So we're like, all right, cool. My son decided to stay home, you know, he don't want to hang out with his parents, he's a teenager now. So we're like, okay, we go into the store, I'm with the baby and the baby's kind of fussing. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to take her outside and, you know, get her some fresh air. Maybe she'll chill out. So then I notice all these cop cars, boom, 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 showing up. And I'm like, oh, what the heck's going on? You know, I look in the sky, there's all kinds of helicopters flying around. And mind you, this is like really close to where I live. So I'm like, now I'm starting to get worried. I'm like, my son's home alone. You know, he's like 14. I should go check on him. You know, my wife comes out. I said, hey, I'm going to go check on our son. So I run over there and I'm jogging. And, you know, he says, the fastest way to get there is jump the fence to get to my place. So there's a cop right there. And I asked the cop, hey, you know, what's going on? There's like, oh, there was a armed robbery. This guy tried to use a hammer. He hit a kid with a hammer, like a high school kid with a hammer, and robbed him. And I was like, what the hell? And I was like, all right, well, do you mind if I jump the fence to, you know, check on my son? He's like, probably not a good idea. You know, you'd look suspicious. I was like, damn. All right. So I gotta run all the way around. So I'm running all the way around, and my dad lives really near me too. And there's my dad talking to a cop. And my dad's like, hey, do you know what's going on? I go, yeah, they're looking for this guy. And I was like, all right, cool. So as I go around my dad's place, through his driveway, him and the cop were talking, and the cop tells my dad, oh, do you mind checking the trash can to make sure no one's in there? So my dad's like, sure, no problem. So my dad opens up the trash lid, and there the dude was with his hammer just hiding out.
Oh my God.
And my dad closes it really quick. But the funniest thing about this is the guy hiding, he does that thing where he puts his finger over his lips, you know, shh, be quiet.
Sure, like, don't tell anybody. I mean, you're with a hammer.
So my dad's like, oh, the cops are, tells the cop, oh, the guy's right here. He springs out of the trash can, starts running down the driveway. As that's happening, I'm coming around the driveway, and I just hear my dad yell, like, that's him, get him. So out of instincts, I'm like, oh, shit, I got to get him. Like, my dad just yelled at me to get this dude. I got to do it. So he had a head start. He runs right past me. I'm chasing him. We run across the street. He runs through the front yard of the house. I follow him. He goes to the backyard. I follow him. And then dude is hit with a dilemma, you know, like, oh, there's like a tough shed, iron tough shed right here. There's a fence. Like, what am I going to do? In that split second, like, I nailed this dude. Boom, like a defensive end coming off the corner, man. Blindside hit on the quarterback. Nailed him. Boom, wrapped him up. We go driving into this tough shed, and I have him wrapped up. I have his arms pinned. And I go, holy shit, we're going to run into this tough shed. I better tuck my head behind his. Tuck his head. We go face first into the tough shed. He eats all of it. I drag him out to the driveway. The cops come out, guns pulled. I'm kind of nervous because I'm behind this dude. Cops are gun pulled on this guy. He's like, throw him to the ground. So again, pick him up, dump him down, knee on belly. And the cops were like, as they're handcuffing him, great job. Oh my God, that was so awesome. The helicopter saw it all. What? It was a blast, man. Do you want a job? They're offering me a job on the spot. It was hilarious.
I was
going to
say, did they pay you guys? I mean, they had your father go check if he's in there.
I do like how they asked your father to check in the trash can.
Yeah. And then
he might be in the trash can. Civilian, open that lid right there.
Yeah, do your job, policeman. Come on.
Well, it sounds to me like this super beast is in for quite the ride tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, oh, man.
Did anyone notice Big Show's leather pants?
Maybe he forgot his gear and had to wear Test's pants.
They have a
seamstress on site. Could happen.
Did they take 8 of Test's pants and sew them all together?
It's fucking leather. It stretches a little, right? A lot?
We're not very stretchy. They're like baggy on Big Show.
How many fucking cows died?
A couple.
Making those leather pants.
A bunch.
You know, people complain about all the meat that's being eaten on this planet. How about all the fucking leather pants?
Say what?
Personally, I eat a lot more meat than wear leather pants.
Me too.
They don't make my butt look good, so I don't wear them.
We'll be the dessert,
either does
right?
Either does beef.
Oh, I disagree.
Beef makes your ass look good? Explain this to me.
Lights out, you, Matt.
You stuff your pants with beef?
I'll say.
All right. Are we done? Anyone got anything else to add?
You keep throwing softballs. I'll keep hitting them.
Softballs.
Yeah, just the balls. Fanny, continue.
Are you sure?
For God's sakes. Yes.
Lights out match. Rock versus Booker T. 29.
So remember when you stayed at my beach house, like whatever it was, 12 years ago, probably, right?
It was like 12 years ago, yeah.
12 years ago. So I'm walking out my door, and there's a guy with a Peter Avalon t-shirt on. I have never seen a Peter Avalon t-shirt before. Now, Peter Avalon will probably get mad at me, but I have never seen anyone where, you know, I haven't been to an AEW live show in a long time, but I've never seen anyone. I didn't know they, I guess I'm not surprised they exist because everyone's got t-shirts, but to, you know, like people go like, oh, you never see wrestling shirts in public. And I actually do all the time, but not Peter Avalon shirts in public all the time.
Wow.
I've never seen one in my life. So that was different.
Well, did you say hi to the guy?
Oh, he knew who I was.
Oh.
He wasn't stalking me, though.
Are you sure about that?
That he wasn't stalking me? No, because there's no way. There's no way. No. Just happened to be walking, and he says, oh, my God, you're Dave Meltzer. And it's like, yeah. So and he didn't care. It wasn't like you know, any big deal. There was a time in Costco. This was a week ago when I was at Costco. And it was not Costco even anywhere near I live. It was like about 80 miles away. But somebody, one of the people who was working there, and I had a mask on, okay? And I didn't like have a pro wrestling t-shirt or anything. I had a mask on, and one of the workers there just comes up to me and was just like, oh my God, are you Dave? And I didn't say anything. It's not like, sometimes I'll go places and people will know my voice from the show. But I didn't say anything. I wasn't even talking. He said, oh, my God, are you Dave Meltzer? Are you Dave Meltzer? And I go, yeah. So he's all excited. And he's telling, like, all these employees at Costco, you won't believe who's here. You won't believe who's here. And, of course, none of them have any clue, you know, who I am. And he's thinking, like, oh, it's Dave Meltzer. He's here, and he's our store. And it's like, who the fuck is that? So it was I had some people with me, and they were just absolutely cracking up at that one.
That guy's listening right now, and he's just so sad, Dave.
He might be, huh? Oh, yeah,
done it now.
They might all be, for all I know. You never know. You never know about these. You know, you never know. Anyway, he was really excited. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it, but no, none of his friends at the store cared at all. 28.
One more.
Vince Meller asks, Granny, have you ever heard of Bill O'Neill? He's a pretty accomplished professional bowler, and I knew him in high school.
No, I didn't look him up, but one guy was talking about somebody pulling a gun. And so
bowling? Was it a Big Lebowski?
Was it Walter?
Yeah. Was his name Walter? That's right.
No, I had it here, but his name was, Walter.
Say it.
S-A-B-C-H-A-C-K.
Yes.
I looked it up, and I'm not kidding you, I never heard such foul language in all my life.
Well, you found the right source.
More so than this program, Granny?
Oh, that guy was so bad.
Wow. Walter Sobchak.
Here's the question, just for those of you confused. Carmine the Very is asking, what are your thoughts on the 1991 bowling incident where Walter Sobchak drew a firearm during league play?
Yeah.
And profanity did it ensue, yes.
There was profanity, yeah.
It was awful.
To be fair, Smokey was over the line.
I wouldn't even count him.
Actually, we don't know if he was over the line. Smokey said he wasn't over the line. That's the whole key to the whole outrage.
I trust Walter.
I trust Smokey. Why would he lie?
His name is Smokey.
Yeah, but the other guy, Walter, had a... come on, Vinny. You're siding with Walter?
I wouldn't even call him a bowler.
His whole shtick is there are rules. He wouldn't break the rules. And lie about it,
bro. 27. I got our main man, Filthy Tom Lawler, here. The new Japan Strong Openweight Champion, Filthy Tom Lawler. What's going on, Tom? Look at those guns.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, look at this.
I'll tell you what's going on. You are talking to the champ, baby.
Yeah.
The new Japan Strongest is right in front of you. Was there ever any doubt, Brian? Tell the truth.
I mean, I never had any doubt.
I was going to pull this one off.
Let's go to, dear God.
I've got the book right here for him.
Yeah, we already heard from John once today, but John, you're on the air. Make it quick, buddy.
Before I say this, I want to congratulate the greatest.
What do you mean before you say this?
Artist.
You just started. Just say it.
The greatest mixed martial artist slash wrestler in figure four history, Thomas Lawler, the greatest Taurus that has ever been a champion professional wrestler.
The greatest Taurus?
Yes.
Yeah, look, he was right
there. Tell me about your horoscope.
May 15th, 1984. That right man there. Is a genius.
That's a
that
gimmick
man is a
date.
Stud. He is the best wrestler in the history of the Figure Four Empire.
Oh, get out of here, John. He's a better wrestler than Vinny. I mean, he is, but still.
This is a Taurus talking to a Taurus, so shut up, Brian. Let a grown man talk before I beat your ass one day.
Oh, really?
Thomas.
Whoa. Oh, yeah, John's going to get a free lesson here from me.
I would challenge you to a wrestling match, Brian, but if I...
Oh, John, get out of here.
I would...
A wrestling match.
Thomas, before I say this, but...
I'd have to help you take your shoes off to get out of the mat, buddy.
Bitch, you don't know who I am. I am a Taurus.
Bitch!
I'm
You're a Taurus. What does that have to do with anything? I'm a Gemini. I'm as strong as two men. Don't you know what a Gemini is?
You're a shit eater.
Tell him, John.
A shit eater? Excuse me?
Hold on one second. Vinny can whoop your ass. Tom can whoop your ass.
Oh, Vinny could whip my ass?
Vinny
got blown up in a fake match that I was pacing so he wouldn't get blown up.
You know what? I've been waiting for this for years. I can't say what I really want to say about you. You take advantage of everybody in this website.
Take advantage? I'm doing a party for Tom. Are you watching the show? Wait, you think it's a party for me? I got a thinking of you for me?
You know what? I want to challenge you the next time when this pandemic is over. I would challenge you.
Look at this guy, Tom. This is supposed to be about you. He's making it about himself. Get out of here, John. You've already ruined one show today, damn it.
26.
Merry Christmas, Granny and the Empire. Hope you all have a brilliant 2021. Granny, why do you think Brian's hair turned gray this year?
The fuck are you talking about?
It's 2020.
Who is this?
Joseph Curtis Rendell.
Joseph, you idiot.
Did you put a quarter in the jar?
Fuck that jar. Yeah, I did, Granny.
Brian.
It's just rattling with coins right now. You want to hear it?
Oh, I meant to tell you.
You know that coins rattling?
Such Brian.
A gimmick.
Yes, Granny.
Your Christmas show?
Yeah.
Would you believe I sat here and wrote down every one of your swear words?
I would not have doubted it for one second, Granny.
Could you repeat them, please?
Is that why you couldn't make anything in your damn toaster oven? Because you were counting swear words all week?
Listen, I decided I wasn't going to rat on you because you were so nice to me on Christmas. So I'm not going to tell everybody.
But you just did.
Dude, I already know it was like 67 because somebody else sent me an email.
It was a heck of a lot more than 67.
Was it? I don't believe this, actually. I'm not going to go back and listen, but I find that hard to believe.
Which one was your favorite, Granny?
What's that?
Which of those swear words
was your
favorite?
Shut up, Vinny. Go ahead. Read the next question. Did I tell you what Paisley said the other day, completely out of the blue, Granny?
What?
Craig will appreciate this as well. I have no idea where this came from, but she was in the middle of eating, and she goes, I want a baby Jesus for Christmas.
Mm.
Really?
I wish I could have recorded it and sent it to you, Granny. It would have warmed your heart.
Oh, yeah, that would.
She's saying all sorts of things. I have no idea where this comes from. She was talking to me today about a fish witch. You know what that is? Like a fish sandwich?
Yeah.
Like, where did you hear about a fish witch?
Is it Wendy's that calls their fish sandwich the fish witch?
Dude, no one in this family has ever bought a fish witch ever.
Somebody.
So it's either like a past life or something. A fish witch?
You wait till she catches on to your word that you're using.
Granny, yeah. I never swear in front of Paisley. Ever. Not one time.
She'll get it.
No.
Hasn't she already cursed?
Yeah, she did the other day.
Aha!
The other day. There's a Daniel Tiger about going potty, okay? So, for some reason, she's four. Like, she always goes around and she pretends like she's going potty.
That's what four-year-olds do.
I guess that's what four-year-olds do.
Yes.
But we're in her room, and we're getting ready to put her jammies on, and she squats down or whatever, pretending like she's going potty, and she goes, I'm pissing. I said, what?
See what I mean, Brian?
This was not for me, Granny. And I said, excuse me? And she said, I'm pissing. That means peeing. And I was like, okay, where did you learn that word? Apparently, boys at preschool were using the word pissing whenever, and just complete innocence. Like, it's just another word that she learned, like hadrosaur. She has not said it since, and I didn't tell her it was naughty. So I'm hoping that she just forgot it because we're on Christmas break and she hasn't been at her outdoor preschool for 2 weeks, but I was not ready for that. Oh, now I know how you feel, Granny.
Mm-hmm.
Brutal.
Before we move on, I just want to share here on Google, searches related to fish witch. It's filet of fish and tartar sauce, whatever. And then down at the bottom, Phil A. O. Fish, P-H-I-L space, A space, O. Fish.
Huh.
I don't know. Heck of a gimmick.
Must be a New England
Phil?
Thing.
I don't know. Oh, apparently it was a 1976 McDonald's ad. There you go. All right. What are you doing, Facebook?
Phil A. O. Fish.
Yes.
Dude. At least I'm not that old, because I probably would have remembered that one.
25.
All right, so let's talk about some news here. The most valuable female athletes on social media. Is it true they are all professional wrestlers?
Well, not all of
them. How is this value determined?
Oh, I wish I knew, because number one is Nikki Bella, and her value on social media for the year 2020. Do you want to guess how much it was?
$2 billion. No. Okay.
No. It says her value is $126,782,097.
$176 million.
$126,782,067.
Well, what I can tell you, Dave, is that someone told me.
How is that possible?
Well, somebody told me that if you type in Brian Alvarez net worth,
It comes out to like $15 million.
You're worth $15 million?
That's
really
what it says on the internet. So my point is...
Wow.
Did you know that there was... It is possible that these numbers may be inflated.
There was
worth $12 million.
There was a time I think I told you this story, and I don't really want to go into a lot of detail, because it came out in a court case, and it was so ridiculous, where it said that my value was, I don't want to say the number, but it was roughly the same as your number, which is not true. And it was like, Jesus Christ, it's like, well, we found it on the internet that this is what you're worth, and it's like, I'm not. But I don't know how Nikki Bella is worth $126 million. Well, her advertising, I mean, it's her social media worth. But I saw that... the value, what was it? Somebody had sent me that the value of my social media subscribers was in the millions. It wasn't 10 million, but it was several million, which is also ludicrous, because it's like, I can't sell my fucking...
Yeah, where's your money at?
Yeah, I would sell it. I would sell my Twitter for that money if that was the value. But so it's like, I don't know what these numbers mean, but Nikki Bella was number one.
I couldn't help but, as you were talking, go up and find out what my net worth was here on the internet. You'll be interested to know that it does, in fact, say $10 million. That's my net worth.
That's pretty good.
And down below here, there are some other...
What does it say I'm worth?
Well, you're not on the list. I could find you. But I should note that Alexa Bliss, since you mentioned her name, she's only worth $2.3 million. So I'm worth $8 million more than Alexa. And poor Rusev is only worth $1 million.
Oh, he's got to be worth more than that. He's made big money for years.
I guess it's not what you make, Dave. It's what you save. Now, the one that really surprised me, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but an old friend of yours, did you know that Art Barr is worth $1.4 million this year?
He's not even alive. He hasn't been alive in 20 plus years.
It's very impressive.
26 years he died.
Yes. $1.4 million in 2021.
How does it even make sense?
He's not
alive, and his son's not alive either. Who's his heirs?
I don't know.
His son died when he was like 12.
See if I can find you in here while we're looking for it.
I want to know if I'm worth more fake money than
Ooh, you're not listed. How is that possible?
That's impossible. No, Google and Dave Meltzer net worth. It's got to be there. If you're in there, I'm in there. I know I've been in there before and worth a ridiculous amount of money.
Let's see. Idle net worth. Oh, man, buddy. $1.9 million.
Man, they think that...
Severely underpaid, it sounds like to me.
They think that I've really like blown all my money, huh?
I guess so.
Well, wow. Compared to you.
Wow. How about
I wonder where that comes from.
Can you at least confirm that you're a Scorpio?
I am a Scorpio. That's true.
Okay. At least we got
it. You know that for years, you know the story about for years that I was married to some like lacrosse coach, right?
I did not know that.
You didn't know that?
Uh-uh.
Okay. So I was married to a lacrosse coach who was coached like in Michigan. And I didn't know this until... A woman in wrestling was real upset with me and tried to make fun of the looks of my wife. And I was thinking, like, my wife's like no one you would make fun of her looks. She was like a model and shit. You know what I mean? So I looked up, and in fact, it was this, it was lacrosse coach. So anyway, it actually turned into like an issue, because I actually found it humorous, but other people did not. I actually thought it was kind of funny that I was married to a lacrosse coach, because she was actually a hell of a lacrosse player. I think she like may have, I don't know if she went to the Olympics, but she was definitely an All-American and all that. So I thought that was kind of cool in a way. But
man,
other people in my family did not find that as nearly as cool as I thought it was. So now it actually does have my real wife somewhere if you look it up. So... there you go. Do you know where you were a year ago today?
A year ago today.
Yeah.
We weren't on the Jericho cruise, right?
I don't think we were. We might have been.
I think it was over. In fact, I'm positive it was over, because like a week ago, it was the anniversary.
Yeah.
Where was I on February 1st?
I don't know. back from the Jericho Cruise.
Well, why'd you ask?
I don't know, because a year ago seems like 2 years, like 5 years ago, and, you know.
Well, this is some kind of trick question, like I was on okay, Mount Fuji or something.
Okay, I'll give you a better one. Did you see how much my stocks must have gone up in the last 3 days?
Yeah, somehow you went from a net worth of $2 million to $20 million. So you clearly...
$120 million.
So you invested in GameStop.
That's right. If you notice, okay, so not only am I worth $120 million, but the picture of me is the frickin' other Dave Meltzer.
Yeah, that guy's either going to be really happy or really sad. I'm not quite sure.
The other Dave Meltzer?
Yeah.
I think he's richer than me.
We can't tell because they seem to have merged you two together. Maybe they put both of your net worths in there. Is that possible?
It'd be worth a lot of money if that's possible, if that's the case. Yeah, that was quite interesting. We discussed this the other day, and then people decided to like hack the site, and they wanted me to be like, I'm still not as rich as Vince.
That might be a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, I made no money after that, so that sucks.
What, you're still the same?
I'm still $10 million, yeah.
Well, that's not bad.
No, it's not bad until I find out you're worth $200 million.
Then, no, I'm not worth $200 million.
Or whatever it is. $120 million?
$120.
Yeah, when you look at it that way, it's bad.
Well, if that's the case, then we should, in real life, both be incredibly depressed.
Well, I like to stay positive.
I'm positive. I'm not depressed. I was just thinking that, like, you know what? Like, all those years ago, I was thinking about my old friend Joe Silva. Like, one day, like, he was trying to negotiate a new contract. This is a true story. He was trying to negotiate a new contract with UFC. And they were, I don't know where the money was, but it was like one of those things where he wanted more money, and they were like, we can't afford more money. But what we'll do is we'll give you a half of 1% of stock. And he goes, like, I guess he accepted, you know. And then I remember when they were about to sell, right? This was just before they were selling, and I was talking to him, and I didn't even know this, but I did after the conversation, and I was going, like, because I knew more about the sale than he did, even though he's freaking vice president and the guy who, you know, the three guys who built that company were Lorenzo, Dana, and Joe Silva, and. So he's one of the three guys. And if you take any of those three out, the whole thing, if you didn't have Lorenzo's money and his know-how and his ability to make deals, it's out. Without Dana's promotional ability, not a chance that this thing goes. And without Joe Silva's matchmaking ability and the ability to, I mean, look, if you look, the Ultimate Fighter was Joe Silva's idea. You take that out of the picture, and I don't even know if UFC even, you know, is a success on television and never gets anywhere. And without his matchmaking ability, and ability to have an idea of how to, you know, his booking ability, which comes from watching professional wrestling. I don't know that, like, those early years, when they really started making money when they needed to make money would happen. So, but anyway, the point of all this is that when they were about to sell, the company, I was telling him, I go, like, they're about to sell. And he goes, they're not going to sell. And I go, why? And he goes, because things like that, this is what he said, things like that don't happen to people like me and you. And I go, what do you mean? It's like, well, if they sell, you know, it's like, I can retire. And then they sold. And then he retired, and I never heard from him again.
Well,
I heard from him again maybe twice. But, yeah, a half of 1% at that point didn't sound like much. But, you know, like, and if he still had that half of 1%, he'd probably be worth... a lot more, like, because the value of that company now with all their deals, that $4 billion deal that everybody said was excessive and insane. Now it's like, it was a steal.
Well, things like that do happen to guys like him and you, Dave.
Not me.
You just have to hang on a little longer, buddy. Hang on, okay, a little longer. That one half of 1% I gave you this website, someday it's going to pay off.
That discussions that we've been having, okay, about, like, you know, all this stuff on whatever on me, okay, like net worth and everything. Okay, so there's pictures, because there's pictures of me with Penelope, okay, and there's people underneath who thought that like that was my wife, which in fact it is not. And then they had my marriage. So I'm like freaking Jerry Lee Lewis. You didn't know that, did you? Like, do you know who Jerry Lee Lewis is?
I know who Jerry Lee Lewis is, but
okay,
I didn't know you were him.
Well, I didn't either. I just found out like literally like yesterday. I was going through this, and it's like they got the picture of the other Dave Meltzer, the sports agent, and they got my birthday. They've got somebody's net worth who's, you know, richer than anyone but Vince McMahon and Lorenzo. And then what else? So I was married. I didn't realize my wedding day, and you didn't either. But it was quite scary. I was married at a time when my wife was 14 years old.
Wow.
Yes. Hmm. When I saw that, it's like, oh, fuck. I'm Jerry Lee Lewis. I'm like, I could be blackballed out of this entire industry. You realize that?
You're in big trouble now, dude.
Man, I'm in big trouble. Yeah. Yeah. And I got married in like, oh, my God. I got married on my breakup day with a completely different person.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty scary.
You remember a breakup day?
Oh, I remember all my breakup days. Well, no, I only remember, I shouldn't say that. I remember two of my breakup days. Hmm. All the rest I've forgotten. But I do remember two of them because they're etched in my mind. And they're both with the same person also. So that's probably why they're etched in my mind.
How about that?
Yep, it was the first of two. But yeah, so I got married in 1991. My God, I think I need to look this up. I think it might have been the same day as that really horrible Bash at the Beach pay-per-view. It was certainly the same month. But yeah, it's quite incredible the things that you learn about yourself on the internet.
24. I suppose we've got to talk about Charlotte and Becky here, right? Because we haven't talked about it here on this show, even though there's so much to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm gonna make it quick. And sometimes I preface these things by saying, you know, I'm going to talk slowly and clearly to make sure that everybody understands I don't even care anymore. There's always going to be a subset that's so dumb that they misinterpret and they hear whatever they want to hear. So if you want to do that, whatever, I don't care. I got better things to do. Here's the deal, everybody. If you didn't see what happened, they announced that they were going to be doing a championship swap because Becky and Charlotte were the champions of their specific brands. They're switching brands, and they couldn't figure out anything to do. The only solution, we are stuck. This shoot draft and these shoot matches has screwed up everything. Now we are forced to do a championship swap, which they did a year ago with the tag team titles and made everybody involved look stupid, made the titles look like props and jokes. But hey, we got to do it again with the women's titles. And of course, Becky and Charlotte and nobody thinks this is a good idea. And so they're upset about it, and it ends up in the ring, live on television. And Charlotte is in the ring with Becky, and Sonya Deville is there. And Charlotte is told, you've got to hand over your title. And she realizes how dumb this is, and Becky realizes how dumb this is. So Charlotte kind of but then she keeps it away, and they're playing a game of keep away, and Becky has to lunge for the belt, and then Charlotte drops it. And so Becky looks stupid. And so then Becky backs up, and now she's over it. And you could just see the look on her face. And you can hear what's going through her head. And then Charlotte is told by Sonya to pick the belt up. Sonya's furious, by the way. And Charlotte has to pick up the belt, and she gives the belt to Sonya. And then Becky wants to get the belt so that she can do her Becky two belts thing. But now Sonya's over, and she's like, no, we're not doing this tonight. Just give me your belt.
And so now Becky's mad, and Becky throws the belt at Charlotte, and it bonks off her and lands on the ground. And now Sonya's really upset, and it's just a disaster on television. And, of course, when the segment's over, Becky, she threw down her mic so hard and she got out of there. And then they go to the back, and Charlotte goes to the back, and they're at Gorilla, right in front of Vince and Bruce Pritchard. They start screaming at each other. Becky's screaming at Charlotte, "You made me look stupid." Charlotte says, "I didn't mean to drop the belt. It was an accident." Everyone's angry at Charlotte. Charlotte's told, "You've got to leave the building." You know, the stories are, she left the building, everybody. I was specifically told that she was escorted out by security. Other people are saying she was asked to leave the building. Whatever. She was asked to leave the building because she was unprofessional. And now we have to find out, well, where are they going to go with this? Because you know, and I know, that now they're going to try to turn this into an angle. They're going to try to turn this into some heat for the Survivor Series match. And of course, it's going to, we'll see if Becky wants to go along with this, because Becky was furious at Charlotte. Sonya Deville was furious at Charlotte. The only way this would have been better is if Charlotte would have tried something and Sonya would have just snapped. Because I don't know if you know this about Sonya, but she was an MMA fighter. So I think that that would have been the only way that any of this could have been more exciting on television. But here's what I want to say about this. I want to make this clear, even though I'm not going to say it slowly and clearly, because if you're too stupid to figure out what I'm talking about here, that's your problem, not mine. What Charlotte did was absolutely, completely unprofessional. To do that on television, to not hand over the title, to make her coworker look stupid, absolutely, completely unprofessional. With that said, do you know why stuff like this gets on television? Do you know why championship swaps end up in the ring? Do you know why you see so much stupid booking on television? Because nobody stands up for themselves. Now, I'm not saying that nobody argues about whether or not something is stupid or not, because you know what? There's been a lot of stupid stuff that's been ending up on television over the last, since fall of 2018 was when I really saw everything go all to hell. There's been so much stuff, and I've seen one argument after another. Well, I shouldn't have seen it. I wasn't there. But I've been told about one argument after another. Talent thinks something is stupid. Let's do it this way. You know what happens? They're told no. Well, let's do it. No. Let's do it. No. Vince wants it this way, so this is the way you're going to do it. And they end up going out there and doing something stupid. Granted, all of this should have happened in the back, and somewhat to her credit, Charlotte made it very clear long before they went out on television that this is stupid, we shouldn't be doing this, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? Vince says go do it. Vince says go do it. Well, I'm not saying that what Charlotte did on television was right, okay? It was wrong. However, if you think I feel one shred of sympathy for Vince McMahon, one shred of sympathy for Bruce Pritchard, one shred of sympathy for the people that are writing this stupid stuff that makes everybody look stupid, and finally, live on television, somebody flipped their lid. Should she have flipped her lid on live television? No. But you know what? She flipped her lid. Why? Because this has been building up for a long, long time. And every time we see something stupid on television, oh, this would have never happened. Where are the guys like Austin and Shawn Michaels? Which, by the way, Shawn Michaels was very, very unprofessional as well. I'm not saying that he should have done this unprofessional stuff that he did. But you know what? There was a time when people stood up for some really stupid stuff. And you know what? Sometimes they convinced Vince to not do this really stupid stuff. Well, now he lives in an echo chamber. Now he lives in this gilded palace with a bunch of old folks that are all in his ear telling him how great all of his ideas are, and now the show sucks. I'm not saying that what she did was right, but you know what? We do need more people standing up for this stupid stuff and getting this stuff off television! A championship swap? It was stupid! And I, man, going into this, I was just, oh man, what a stupid idea. And you know what? On my timeline, so many people had 85,000 better ideas for how they could have handled this championship situation, but they went with the dumbest possible solution, and they paid for it, and I laughed! Was she right? Of course not! Should it have happened on live television? Of course not!
But did I laugh when it finally did? Yes! It's about time. So anyway, now the fun backstage is going to be how they spin this situation. And first off, what they're going to do is they're going to try to turn this into some sort of storyline for Survivor Series. And then they're going to try to convince the stupid people in their audience that it was all by design from day one. Because that's what they do. But you know what? It wasn't by design. What happened, happened. Now they're going to try to save their asses. Good luck! I can't wait to see it. And boy, Becky, I hope she stands up for herself. We'll see how it goes. That's my speech.
And you didn't even know about Charlotte Flair's mom standing up for her on the timeline.
Her mother.
Today. Her mom. Yeah.
Anything else? Who's going to stand up for her next? Bischoff?
Well, you know what we haven't had yet? We haven't had any subliminals sent out by Seth Rollins. That would be the logical next step, right? Because Andrade already came out and said, F WWE on Saturday. You've now got Charlotte Flair's mom in the mix. I'm sure Charlotte will have an issue with something that's reported about her because that tends to be the case. So the only thing we need now is something from the Lynch side, from either new mom or a subliminal sent out, or just something flat out said by Seth Rollins. That's the only way we can make this thing complete.
Well, anyway, that was the highlights of the SmackDown show. You know, I hate to repeat my shit, so I'll just say if you want my really angry, passionate thoughts on this, then today's Observer Live, the first segment, that's your go-to. But I do have something I haven't said on any show yet that I just thought about when you were recapping this. And that is that this fucking segment here, you know what this fucking segment here was, Tom? This segment was a beautiful illustration of what a fucking broken fucking system this is in WWE today. Like, it's so fucked up. And we saw all of it in one segment. Because as you noted, the fans are chanting Becky Two Belts. They're chanting for Becky as a babyface. Well, I don't know if you guys are aware of this or not. She's supposed to be a fucking heel. She came back is exactly... Remember we ranted about Seth Rollins where Seth had this fucking horrible character. He's the Messiah. It's horrible. It's boring. It's the worst fucking shit he's ever done in WWE. He leaves for a while. He goes home and becomes a father. And they bring him back to television, and it is the perfect opportunity to go babyface with Seth Rollins. And he comes down to the ring, and he's getting cheered, and he goes right back to the fucking Messiah. And apparently Seth did like an interview and talked about how he thought he should come back as a babyface, but they decided they wanted... It's like, well, here you go. Here's another one. So it's the exact same thing with Becky. Becky comes back after being gone over a year and giving birth to... She's a mother now. And the first thing they do is they decide they're going to turn her heel. Which, by the way, the whole reason she became the biggest women's star and arguably the biggest star in the whole company was because they tried to turn her heel and the fans got behind her. Well, who could have fucking thought that you turn her heel after giving birth and everybody is cheering her as a babyface? So that's fucking broken. She's in the ring here getting cheered. You've got two women's titles. You had a women's evolution that you hyped up for years and years. Now what's your women's evolution all about? Well, you had a Queen's Crown fucking tournament that you gave no respect to any of the women. It's a bunch of 1 and 3 minute matches. Nobody gives two fucks about it. The winner is a woman who didn't win in a fucking year. She went a year without winning. Then she wins the Queen's Crown tournament. Entire tournament, the fucking quarterfinals, semifinals, and finals, the whole fucking thing is over in less than 20 minutes. And then you've got two women's champions who are holding these toy belts, which, by the way, are fucking toys because there's Velcro on them to keep them on. They're holding these two fucking props. Oh, well, this one's red, and this one's blue. Oh, well, you're on the blue brand, red champion. Well, you gotta switch the fucking belts like fucking morons. Nobody wants to do it. They bitch about it backstage, and the people backstage go, Vince wants it. Vince wants it. Yeah, nope, Vince wants... Yeah, Vince wants it. Yeah, Vince wants it. Ah, fuck, fine, I'll go out and do it. They go out and do it. They're both pissed off about it. One of them fucking flips her lid. Then the other one flips her lid. They start throwing shit at each other on live television. I got a buddy who works at WWE, and he hates AEW. And he's always tweeting me, or he's always texting me these pictures of, like, a clown's face because something in AEW thought was a fucking clown show. I'm like, fucking brother, if something like this ever happened on Dynamite or Rampage, you wouldn't have enough fucking clown emojis. And by the way, there's an infinite number of emojis. You're not limited. You wouldn't have enough fucking clown emojis to send me if that happened on Dynamite. Here it is in the main event of your live fucking show on Fox, the biggest fucking clown show I ever saw. Charlotte goes backstage to get a big fight in front of Vince. They're like, get the fuck out of this building. She gets escorted out of the building, probably goes right to Dynamite, although she wasn't there, but she was probably in the hotel with Andrade. And by the way, Andrade missed his fucking cue on the show on whatever day it was, probably because he was texting her. She's telling me she got kicked out of the fucking building. The whole thing is a fucking hilarious tragedy. Encapsulates everything wrong with his whole fucking company in one goddamn live fucking segment. And I laughed, and I hoped Vince was so pissed off about it, because it's all his fucking fault! I'm done.
First of all, Zelina winning the Queen's Crown Tournament is a Cinderella story that we should all applaud.
I was hoping that when she dropped that fucking belt and Sonya goes, pick that fucking belt up, Charlotte was going to say, you pick it up.
Dude.
So, I was like, yeah, you pick it up. You know what's going to happen if you tell Sonya Deville to pick that fucking belt up? She's going to shove that belt up your ass.
Yeah. Sonya Deville is now the biggest babyface and badass on this show, as far as I'm concerned, because she took control of that segment as best that she could. She was like, try it. She was going to take that belt from Becky. She fucking yelled at Charlotte. She had to come break up the fight at the end.
Dude, Sonya was a hero in this segment. She was a hero because Charlotte...
You could tell she had it, too. She's like, oh, fuck.
Does not want Becky to hold up both belts. So Charlotte plays keep away with her. She makes Becky look stupid. Well, as soon as that belt dropped, which Charlotte, by the way, said was an accident.
What? Ridiculous.
Tom. It's irrelevant whether it was an accident. She still played keep away and made Becky look stupid. Whether she fucking dropped it or not is irrelevant. But it's better that she dropped it because Charlotte's whole character is, hold the ropes open for me. Take my robe off. Put my robe somewhere. She fucking drops a belt on the ground and Sonya's like, pick that fucking belt up. And she picks that belt up, which I'm sure she was thrilled to have to bend down and pick that belt up. But she did because Sonya was taking no shit. The problem was then Sonya was not going to let Becky do this two belts thing. She was like, we ain't doing this tonight. Give me, because you know they were supposed to, because she took the belt from Charlotte and she starts to give it to Becky, but then she thinks, oh no. This is already a fucking shit show. I'm not giving this to you, she says. We're not doing this tonight. Give me that belt. Now Becky's pissed. She fucking throws the belt at Charlotte. I'm like, oh my fucking God, look at this segment. Howling at how this went down. No sympathy, not a shred, not an ounce of fucking sympathy for Vince and Pritchard and Dunn back there, probably fucking crying on the headsets. I hope they cried crocodile tears. You deserve it. The crowd should have chanted, you deserve it.
I'll tell you what, though. Got a lot of people talking.
It sure did. They're turning it right into an angle, dude. Or they're going to try. Becky may be like, fuck off, I'm not turning this into an angle. I hope she does, but they're going to try.
Dude, I'll just tell you, whenever something like this happens, do you remember, and I mean, they didn't, like, they handled this a lot better than they'll handle this. When they brought back Matt Hardy with the Edge and Lita affair angle, was so hot. So hot. That angle was so hot. And then they just fucking buried him.
Drop the fucking
within a
ball.
Month.
Yep.
Within a month. I don't even know what I was doing. I don't know. I was certainly not a wrestling analyst whenever that went on. And I knew this is a fucking mistake. Like, they could make something out of this. They could make this a great angle. They could make this so hot. But I don't think it's going to happen.
Drop the ball.
Yep.
23.
We go to the match, and Willow is very, very green. She has a ways to go. But that being said, she is big. She is very athletic. And multiple fountains of charisma. She's another one. You can't take your eyes off this woman. And listen, there's a lot of guys in Ring of Honor who will have a perfectly fine, cromulent, pure wrestling match, and then I'll forget about it in 10 seconds.
Did you say cromulent?
I did.
What the fuck does that word mean?
I'll have to look it up. I've heard it before.
You said a word you don't even know what it means?
I think it means fine.
You're an idiot.
I can't be sometimes.
I'll look it up. Right. I'm glad I caught you trying to pull that
shit off. Fine, acceptable, or correct.
Cromulent.
Yes. I was right. Anyway, there's a lot of guys in Ring of Honor who could have a perfectly cromulent wrestling match, and then I'll forget about them.
A humorous, intentionally morphologically opaque neologism coined by American television writer David X. Cohen. Cromulent.
I'm looking at Wiktionary.
It's a bullshit word.
Oh, there you go then.
God damn it.
Is cromulent a real word? Oh, it's originated as a joke in The Simpsons. There you go.
Yeah, look at you.
It fits here.
I should have known.
Fits here.
22.
I was not a fan of last week's AEW show, but I sure was a fan of this week's show. I thought this show was, from start to finish, like, in every aspect, I thought this was a great show. I thought the matches were great. I thought the promotion for different stuff was great.
Fans were hot.
I guess.
Dude, this was the best crowd they've had in forever.
This was an empty arena show.
There were still people there.
Yeah, I mean, there are plants.
Well, that's fine. Like, I don't, you could have dogs out there. If they could speak English and cheer, that's cool with me. Yeah, these people cheered.
Dogs don't speak English.
It felt like a hot crowd.
Dogs cannot do chants. Dogs can howl.
Well, whatever. Like, whatever you do to get people making noise,
you know what?
I'm all
that's
for
what,
it.
You know what they should do? Is they should, like, bring dogs to these shows and have the dogs howl.
I think it'd be easier to just get fake fans in there.
Yeah, I suppose. It'd be a different atmosphere, though.
It certainly would.
21.
Are you ready for the big surprise, Tom?
No.
We got like 5 minutes, so it's one take wonder, baby. You want to do this or you want to wait till next week?
It's not one take wonder.
Yes, it is. I'm shutting the show off in 5 minutes.
Here's the problem with the song take. I mean, whatever the surprise is. Takes about a minute, maybe 2 minutes.
Maybe I'll give you one extra chance, but that's it. And I'm not editing this, Tom. So.
The problem is the setup for this, which you made ridiculously hard.
No, I didn't.
So what am I supposed to play the music on the computer?
Play the music by the fucking microphone and then sing. How much easier? I couldn't make this easier. I literally could not make this easier. Here, let's get a song that my daughter listens to every day, and I go like this. I turn it up, except now for some reason I don't know where it's playing. Wow. Oh, look at how hard that was. It was Mrs. Pteranodon. Look at how easy that was. Top that, motherfucker.
What was that?
Me doing a southern twang and singing the fucking Dinosaur Train song.
I gotta find the the instrumental then. Now I'm all fucked.
Why do you find the instrumental?
A chance to edit it.
Why would we edit? Have you ever listened to one of these shows ever?
No!
There's no editing ever. What do you mean you need the instrumental?
Let me find it. So can I play it on the computer?
Whatever, as long as it gets picked up on the fucking mic.
All right. Let's see. You ready, Brian?
Bro, I'm ready.
Boy, I'm nervous.
So am I. I may vomit.
An ad?
Oh, fuck. Can't you get YouTube, the free YouTube or whatever, or the paid YouTube?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Carmella. Good show gone bad. Give me three action. Oh, fuck. I screwed it up.
What?
Yeah.
Keep going.
What? I may have to...
I cannot have you dancing again.
Where's the lyrics? They said there was lyrics. Oh. Brian.
I'm on death's door.
Here we go. This is what I wanted. Oh, it's an ad!
This is so much worse than the TLC main event.
I told you I had to edit it.
I'm not editing it.
What?
Nope, too bad.
Listen, you're the biggest damn hypocrite I've ever heard.
And
in my
no,
life.
That was going to yeah. ruin something. Go.
Yeah, it's going to ruin this show.
Dude, the show, this is ruined uh-huh, even if you get uh-huh. it right.
Uh-huh.
You're an idiot.
Good show in my zone. Oh, fuck, I screwed it up again.
Tom!
This thing is killing me.
We got a minute.
Oh, hold on.
Bro!
I gotta stop.
You had a goddamn week.
Yeah, I didn't. But you didn't make the instructions clear.
I fucking gave these instructions a week ago.
Good show gone bad. No sommelier in my home. Reginald, I think you stank going down at this clown show. When the boss come, you gone. We filthy four, no matter what's better. It's SmackDown together. You know me, in anticipation of changing the station, we clear the DVR for the filthy Tom. Man is back with little Mr. Scumshine. Brian, where you at? My IP is in my heart, so we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in outages, but you'll still be my star. Brian, cause here on Fox, there's really no superstars. And that's when you need me there. With you, I'll always share. Because when it smacks down, we'll cry together. Told you I'll be here forever. I mean, I made it through the fiend. Pay me, I'ma stick it out to the end. Now that she's maining more than ever, know that we'll still have each other. You can stand under my umbrella because it's raining Carmella. Ella, Ella, A, main event Carmella. Ella, Ella, A, main it with Carmella. Ella, Ella, A, main event Carmella. Ella, Ella, A. Edit that!
Bottom of the fucking barrel.
Take that, son.
You know, the only thing this was missing, Tom, was a little bit of musical accompaniment. I thought it would at least be a fucking Christmas song.
No!
Geek of the Week. Motherfucker. Well, Tom, tomorrow on the Brian and Vinny and Craig and Granny show, it is our Christmas song contest, where grown men and women will be attempting to trump what we just presented here on this program live.
Is it really? So do I have time to send in a...
yeah, you need to get it in 30 seconds or less. Send it to my email.
I can't do that.
Christmas song.
It's going to be 30 minutes to get it set up.
Too bad.
You better edit that.
Oh, I'll edit it all right. Don't you worry.
20.
But it was the 25th anniversary of the debut of The Rock. The Rock's 25th anniversary show or... whatever the storyline was, there was an egg, there was a theft. All of the Raw and SmackDown rosters will both be on Raw the night after the one time per night that Raw and SmackDown go head-to-head. They'll all be on the show tonight, so I would bet we'll have some inter-brand matches. So anyway, we'll tell you about the show and all that good stuff. We'll tell you about The Rock and, you know, people don't get it. But you realize that all you nerds on the chat right now marking out over this egg, you realize that's why we have stuff like this egg, don't you? Like whenever you see something on WWE programming that's just absolutely stupid, Vince comes out, he's got a golden egg, and then the egg gets stolen, and then you like mark out over an egg. Well, that's why, you know, we have this stupid stuff. But you're welcome to mark out over the egg. I mean, it's...
well, it's these idiots who bow to him are the reason we had the whole locker room bow to him last night when he got out of the limo.
Like, all you guys did was cry when you know, Miz wrestled those zombies. But, bro, it's the same thing that we're watching here. It's a film tie-in. So you guys celebrating, get all excited about this egg, you're just guaranteed we're going to get more zombies or, you know, there'll be a new Star Wars coming out. Someone will chop someone in half on TV with a lightsaber, which actually would probably be cool. But the point is, don't complain about it and then get all excited about this stupid egg. That's all people are talking about from Survivor Series is Vince's egg.
Oh, maybe Chucky stole the egg.
So anyway, the Survivor Series show was too long. Have you heard that one before? Well, they consider this one of the big four. I guess it's big five now because they consider Money in the Bank one of the big five. So, of course, it had to go forever. And that included 1 hour and 15 minutes of not wrestling during this show. 1 hour and 15 minutes. So for 1 hour and 15 minutes of your life, you got to watch entrances and this egg storyline and Bobby video Lashley packages vignettes from Bobby Lashley. But I've been told, by the way, that if you were on the $4.99 tier, you saw a commercial for a bunch of Peacock shows. So, you know, I pay $9.99 or whatever, like a mark, and I don't get the Peacock ads. Instead, I get a Bobby Lashley commercial for 5 minutes talking about what a babyface he is as he's one of the top heels on the show. So anyway, an hour and 15 minutes of nothing happening on this show. And the crowd is just sitting there through all of this stuff. And they're waiting for The Rock, who's not there. And they're chanting. On the pre-show, they chanted for AEW. On the main show, they chanted for CM Punk. They did the wave. Who does the wave in 2021? Well, WWE fans, because they're bored out of their minds by this insufferably long show. Nothing against the talent. Like, everybody worked hard to the point where these people are taking hard bumps out of a battle royal for I don't even know why. Like, why would you ever take a hard bump out of a battle royal anyway? And this is a dual-branded battle royal with people they're not doing anything with. You get nothing if you win. You don't even get the fake, you know, the on Easter, they wrap those bunnies up in foil. Like, they got an Andre the Giant big chocolate thing wrapped in gold whatever. You don't even get that. Like, you get nothing. The Street Profits felt bad, so they brought out pizza for everybody. But then the winner, Omos, didn't even get pizza, which, by the way, made him very angry. Because when you're a star in WWE, you can't order your own pizza. You're poor. The only way to get pizza is to win a lame dual-branded battle royal. And then the guy didn't even get the pizza. There was one good match on the show, like a really good match. What was it? I got the wrong Charlotte Survivor Becky. Series here. It was, I put down the results, but apparently they were the results from last year. But anyway, Becky Lynch and Charlotte had an excellent match. But the problem is, everybody hates Charlotte. And so, you know, half the world thought the match sucked because she's horrible, even though it was actually a good match. And if you have the temerity to say it's a good match, they think that you're in her back pocket. Like, you've talked to her more than the one time she was on the show like 3 years ago plugging some book or something. I could care less whether her match was good or bad.
Hey, you working something out here?
It was a good
today?
Match. But, you know, and then I hear this, oh, Becky got pinned with a cradle holding the ropes and then she smiled. How unprofessional. Like, you guys don't understand anything sometimes. You think Charlotte went into business for herself and after she got pinned using the rope, she just smiled about it? That was designed from day one. They practice this match. They're all on the same page. Nobody's shooting. Nobody's going into business for themselves. Like, people are so mad at Charlotte that they've worked themselves into a shoot. Now it's a bad match and she was unprofessional. But whatever. It was the only good match on the show. And the rest of it was, you know, a men's Survivor Series match, which was, I mean, they worked well, but there were three countouts in one match because they actually don't want to beat anybody, even though they tell you that wins and losses don't matter. They don't matter. If you're a geek, if you're a main eventer, they don't want to beat you. So we got to count out Drew and we got to count out Lashley, and which, by the way, they're not even the same brand, so it's not like they're in a feud with each other. And then we got to count out Kevin Owens, whose contract is up. We really don't want him to go to AEW, so we're going to protect him. And we had a count out of Sasha Banks. We don't want to beat her, God forbid. She gets counted out of the women's match. And then, you know, they got this this SmackDown deal with Fox, which is worth hundreds of millions of dollars. But, bro, you know, Raw's got to win every single match up until the Roman Reigns match. But we don't want you to know that, so we're not going to put the thing up on the screen that tells you, like, you know, 5-0 Raw, and then you go into the last match, and the SmackDown guy finally wins. Roman Reigns beats Big E. And as I noted, I mean, every single, between every match, oh, here's a commercial for The Rock. Oh, here's a memory of The Rock. Oh, we got The Rock's 25th anniversary show. Oh, The Rock gave this egg to Vince McMahon. So all these fans, they finally wake up at the end of the show, and they're like, oh, here he comes. And then they're like, thank you for coming. We'll see you the next time you pay inflated ticket prices for a show like this. And everybody goes home, and there's no Rock. That was the story of Survivor Series, everybody. God bless all the wrestlers. The wrestlers worked hard. They did their best. But, you know, they're working for this guy. who's all out to make a bunch of money on your name. And that's the story of the 2021 Survivor Series. If you want more, I can tell you more, but I don't know what there is to tell you. I mean, I could go over all the moves that were done. They did a bunch of moves on the show. But at the end of the day, there were no angles of any importance. There were no finishes of any importance. Nothing mattered. It's just a show. And by the way, one other thing. I can't tweet anything without people getting mad. I pointed out the hour and 15 minutes of nothing happening. And of course, you got all the stand up for WWE blokes going, "That's entertainment, pal." I was like, "That's entertainment." I was really entertained sitting there for an hour and 15 minutes of nothing happening. But if you are, that's fine. And then, you know, there's that match, the men's elimination, and, you know, they're all working hard, but there's no consequences. It doesn't matter who wins or loses. It's completely irrelevant. And then I hear, "Oh, well, it was a good match." So anyway, the conclusion I've come to, and this is no disrespect to WWE fans, but I believe, and I think that this is abundantly clear, that the stand-up for WWE fans that are on their knees with their hand in the air and tears streaming from their eyes, the thing is, they don't watch any other wrestling. They only watch WWE. And so when you only watch WWE, if you get a 30-minute elimination match, even if it doesn't matter who wins or loses, and like everybody works hard, that's a good match and you're satisfied. Which, if that's the case, God bless you, more power to you. I'm not bearing you or running you down or anything like that. But if you're a fan that watches wrestling from all over the world, I'm sorry, a wrestling match that is good with no consequences is not enough for me. I'm sorry, it's just not. I watch Dynamite and Rampage and New Japan and Impact and New Japan Strong. I went to a Defy show live. I'm sorry, a good match with no consequences is not going to get a rave review from me. It's just not. If that makes you mad, then get out of here. Go stand up for WWE and watch some other show with that one guy that used to work at, what's that thing that he was, what was it? TMZ? Go watch his show because he loved it. But stop watching mine. I'm not going to put over a good match with no consequences. Bro.
Well,
I'm not mad at those fans. I'm happy for them. I'm happy they like the guy from TMZ. I am legitimately happy. I don't want you watching my show. Go away. Watch his show. Don't watch my show and then get mad at me because I'm not going to give 5 stars to a 10-man tag where it doesn't matter who wins and they all just worked hard. I'm not gonna. Don't get mad at me about it. Just go away. I got plenty of people that like my show. I don't need you. I apologize. All the way to the break. I can leave, Mike, and you can do the whole next segment if you want. I totally don't care. I'm totally fine with that. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again on this Monday, November 22nd, to Filthy for Daily, where I, your reigning defending New Japan Strong Openweight Champion of the World, Filthy Tom Lawler, present this show to you alongside my co-host, the Seed of Syntax, the Zany Zygote, the infuriating fly blow, the number one ovum, and the rambling roe himself, Brian Alvarez.
I hate you guys. Not just you, all these fuckers that are into this egg. You want to know why, Tom? I talked about this.
Because we can't have any fun. We can't enjoy something.
No, I talked about this briefly on Observer Live. If you fuckers had to sit down and watch every Raw and every SmackDown and sit through this dumb shit, you wouldn't be celebrating this fucking egg. You guys just have to pick and choose the dumb shit that you want to enjoy, whereas people like me have to suffer because you're all into this fucking egg. Now Miz has got to wrestle zombies. We're going to have some other stupid movie tie-in. This Zootopia 2 is going to come out. There's going to be fucking animals on Raw spraying people with fucking hoses out of their trunk or whatever. I got to sit through all this shit, Tom. You don't have to watch it. You're busy out there wrestling at Defy, having the time of your life. I'm watching fucking Survivor Series bell to bell.
Yeah, I was watching Survivor Series 2. And listen, if people are going to bitch and complain about some product tie-in like this egg and the angle that is now being run around it, like, I'm sick of it. People want to complain about WWE not paying attention to popular culture, and now they try to do so, and they just get buried online. If you want to bury something, if you want to bury some product placement, let's talk about that fucking Pizza Hut product placement. If I was Pizza Hut, I'd be infuriated by that shitty Royal Rumble or Battle Royal that they did based around spots where guys either did or did not want to eat this pizza. They're trying to put over this triple treat box. Two medium one-topping pizzas, five breadsticks, and 10 Cinnabon mini rolls.
Bro, why are you plugging Pizza Hut here? I ain't getting shit from Pizza Hut, and you're here plugging them on the air for free?
Because I feel bad for them, because whatever they paid WWE to get on the air was horse shit. That match sucked. The pizza didn't get over. It was bullshit. I'm all in on this egg, especially, bro, when you compare it to this fucking
whatever
pizza
this
deal.
Movie place. You know they paid for that Miz match with the fucking zombies? It's like $1 million. They probably got $1 million to promote this movie, and the best WWE could come up with was Vince found and lost a fucking egg. Like, that's what they came up with. Which, by the way, the $1 million they got paid for that fucking egg, you could have paid for everybody that they fired last week. But no, we got to make our money for this stupid egg. And you shitheads have to sit through it and then celebrate that there's going to be an egg hunt tonight on fucking Run. It's not even fucking Easter.
At least it's something. It's better than having... I mean, it's better than what they were doing.
You ain't even going to watch
Raw. It's at least interesting. I will watch it because of this egg.
You
know what?
You think this is interesting?
Well, I'll tell you what
is interesting about it.
I'll tell you what was not interesting was that they had the fat guy, Otis, in the Battle Royal, and he didn't even want to eat the Pizza Hut pizza.
Yeah.
It took him a while.
Bro.
They had to convince him.
The Street Profits came down to the ring with the pizza, and then they started throwing the pizza, like, into the audience. It should have been, if I were Pizza Hut, I would want the Battle Royal to start, and then... Montez gets eliminated. He goes to the back. He comes out with a bunch of fucking pizza. All the wrestlers are so excited to eat the fucking pizza that they jump over the top rope and eliminate themselves. And then Dawkins is standing there in the middle of the ring and he wins. There you go. And they could have said the winners get to choose a championship match of their choice. And then Dawkins chooses the tag team titles. They go to Raw and they win the tag team titles. They celebrate with fucking pizza. I got paid nothing. I came up with that fucking idea. Way better than what they did.
They didn't even pizza face somebody. Like, how
easy... pizza pie face? You fucked up your own joke.
No, I didn't. I knew exactly what I was saying, and everybody else knew exactly what I was saying, too. Yeah, like, those were the best spots they came up with the pizza. You know what I mean? Like, Otis kind of ate the pizza.
That's what they came up with,
AJ Styles might have eaten a slice, too. That was it?
Yeah.
That was the best they could come up with?
Too bad Uemura wasn't there.
You couldn't shove a breadstick down someone's pants.
To sit there and ponder whether he should eat one slice of pizza for 15 minutes before he actually just grabbed one. I have been told that tonight's Raw will be excellent. And that is the exact term used. So for you fuckers that can't wait for this egg storyline to continue, tonight's a show for you.
I'd also like to inform everybody that Cleopatra's egg is not... indeed, a real historical artifact.
No shit.
It is perhaps a amalgamation of the mysteries of Cleopatra's tomb and items given to her by her lover, Mark Antony, along with the mysterious Russian Fabergé eggs of the past.
Can we get going on SmackDown here?
19.
We got a big show to talk about here today. What a show it is. Mm-hmm. We watched the Impact Wrestling Rebellion pay-per-view.
Most of it.
Well, Craig missed. I don't know what's going on, dude.
I don't know.
It ain't on us this time.
No, this time.
Vinny's playing a cross between Cool Kyle and Orange Cassidy.
Yeah, 420 was 5 days ago, dude.
Haven't smoked a damn thing.
You what?
I haven't smoked anything.
Dude, you can't even spit your words out. How much did you drink?
A lot.
Why?
Why not?
Because Impact was on.
Vinny, how many times did I tell you it's not the same Impact? Did you watch the show today? In what way was this reminiscent of, for example, 2010 TNA?
There were quite a few technical difficulties. There was one of the four cameras that appeared to have an underwater filter on.
Yes.
There was a on-screen graphic where they had like the PNG file where you could see the whiteness on the clipping because they had a very amateur graphic designer. It's TNA, dude.
Actually, it's Impact Wrestling, Vinny. It's not TNA anymore.
There was a TNA title on Kenny Omega.
Well, there was, but that's like a gimmick. I mean, it's somebody brought back the belt and the rest is history.
I see.
There was no barbed wire Christmas tree.
No, there was no Russo. There was no Bischoff. There was no Hogan. We did have to watch Matt Stryker.
That was.
I could do without ever having to see that again.
Mm. That was a negative. A strong negative is the Stryker of Matt.
The what?
I said that Stryker of Matt. Why am I drawers to drawers open?
He addressed him last name first.
Dude, are you all right?
I'm great.
The Stryker of Matt?
Yeah. First name Matt, last name Stryker.
Bro, I don't think you get this drunk on the Christmas show.
No, that's false.
Debatable. I'm feeling really good right now.
You don't say.
Yeah, you're going to feel great in about an hour, dude. Well, try to take us through the show, Vinny. Good luck, you unprofessional fucker.
This time when Brian actually calls you dude, you kind of look like the dude.
No. Come on. That's like saying saying that this was a TNA pay-per-view. It's just a lie.
Hey, Craig, how'd your experience go ordering the show?
Oh, dear. Ordering was no problem. Getting it to work, a completely different problem.
Yes.
Yeah, it was really hard. I turned on the app.
Yeah, I tried the app on my smart TV, which was dumb. And then I tried the app on my Fire, and it was dumb. And then I opened it up in my browser, and it worked. So I opened up a browser on my television, and it worked. My wife, who works in IT, specifically in apps, couldn't figure it out.
Hmm. We watched Impact Rebellion.
Oh, my God. Jesus, dude. Have you eaten anything since you finished drinking?
No.
Is Sean there? Can he bring you something?
Sean is playing Super Smash Brothers in the
God, TV can he do here. The review? The fuck's going on here?
I will ask him.
Right? No. That's no, all. Right. I mean, come on. Let's try to at least say words.
We watched Impact Rebellion, April 25th, 2021. We opened with a triple threat for the X Division title. One of these belts.
It was the X Division title,
Ace Austin versus TJP versus Josh Alexander. So
I can't wait to hear you recap this while drunk.
Well, I did note on Twitter that when I reread my notes, it sounded like Granny had written them. But Ace Austin is doing an emo magician gimmick where has dyed hair and this is to My Bloody Valentine and has a playing card that he tries to cut dudes' hands with, but the ref stopped him here. Josh Alexander is really strong. He has amateur headgear, suplexes dudes, looks awesome. It was in this very first match I noticed one of the cameras appeared to be using an underwater filter where I couldn't quite see everything. There was a bunch of submissions. Ace Austin had a giant out there who interfered a few times. Josh Alexander then murdered one of these men with a J-driller, and he grabbed the other one and killed him 2-1. I did enjoy this match.
that's the whole review. Well, everyone, they did a bunch of moves, and then a guy won. $4.99 for Twitch or whatever they charge. Jesus, Vinny, can you remember three spots in this match?
The two J-drillers, Josh Alexander suplexing dudes to death over and over again, and the emo magician dude, Ace Austin, using a playing card, or it wanted to use a playing card to slice his buddy's fingers off, but the ref stopped him.
Listen, I don't watch a lot of Impact Wrestling, but can somebody explain to me why TJP came down to the ring with a broom on a show where the cleaner Kenny Omega is in the main event?
That was a bad plan.
Why did he do that?
Yeah. Maybe he's the next guy up.
I'd have been furious if I was in charge of this place. Yeah, the match was, it was not what I would call a storytelling match, as evidenced by Vinny's review, which was he couldn't remember one thing that happened in the match. But it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. A hot opener, a new champion. Everybody looked good, except for that broom gimmick. And that was that.
The broom. That set you off. There was a guy had a broom.
Yeah, it set me off that a guy had a broom. when the cleaners in the main event fighting for the championship in a champion versus champion, title versus title match, why'd this guy come out with a broom?
Because the mop.
So be like if you were in the main event with a hair match video and some bloke in the opener, and like a teenage dirtbag came out wearing velour.
I haven't seen teenage dirtbag in a long time. What happened to that guy?
I don't know.
He was cool.
I'm sure probably everyone, listening to I'm Iron sure everyone somewhere. You remember right now was cool.
Mm. Got a point there. Craig, your thoughts on this opener?
Yeah, he didn't watch it. He was trying to turn on the damn thing, Vinny.
I will tell you exactly when the video started. Continue, Vince.
All those times that Vinny yells at me for not listening, and then Craig talks for 5 minutes about how he couldn't get on the thing, and then Vinny asks him his thoughts on a match he didn't see.
I just wanted to point out that how incompetent this production was.
Excuse me.
Just let him go, Brian. Just let him go.
We have Jordan Grace and Rachel Ellering versus Kiera Hogan and Tasha Steelz. Rachel Ellering has some very happy ring music. We'll get that out of the way.
Yeah.
So they're doing this match, and all I wrote down was the commentary. So Jazz, who I love. Jazz, I'm a huge fan of. I'm very happy that she had an opportunity to work in Impact Wrestling over the past few years. Jazz is in the corner of Grace and Ellering, and D'Lo says, having Jazz in your corner, that's like having someone there to give you advice when you need it most.
It is like that.
That's
in fact,
exactly.
It's exactly
what
like
it
that.
Is.
Yes, huh. It is exactly like that.
Seconds later, somebody hit what Stryker called a modification of a running European uppercut, which is just a running European uppercut. That's exactly what she actually did. So Rachel gets the hot tag. She is running wild. There was a heat segment on Jordan. So Rachel, before tagging Jordan in for more double teams, is sure to ask, are you okay? Stryker points out that Rachel has asked Jordan if she is okay, which is both smart and considerate. I laughed so hard when he said that.
Well, it was considerate. And Sammy puts a table in the ring, and they're on the middle rope, and Sammy gives him a pile driver off the middle rope, and they're supposed to go through this table. Well, the table does not break, and they both fall down on the ground. This fucking Matt Stryker, and I still am trying to figure out the psychology of this fucking guy. Like, are you trying to get over with, like, are you trying to get cred with the smart fans, or what? Like, why do you say these things? The table doesn't break, and Matt Stryker goes, well, you know, Trey Miguel is actually lucky. Or no, what did he say? Basically, the line, I wrote the actual line down. He says, when the table breaks, it offers you some reprieve.
That's not good. That's no good at all.
So there was an accident, and the table didn't break. And so his fucking brilliant idea was to explain that it is actually a bad thing for Trey Miguel that the table didn't break, because if the table had broken, it would have given him some reprieve in a fucking match where they're being put through things left and right. I'm like, bro, just say the fucking table didn't break. It's not that fucking hard. Where are your instincts after all of these years? Why would you say something like that? I was fucking furious.
We have the Good Brothers versus Finn Juice for the Impact World Tag Team titles. Got the heat on Finn. Finn Juice, I should add, by the way, their theme music is suitably wacky for this particular team. Like, it's a little funky tune, and the guy is singing, we are Finn Juice, which is accurate. You get the heat on Finn. A lot of chin locks and a hot tag to Juice. They do the big demolition move. And then, like, seriously, 10 minutes into this match, Matt Stryker, professional pro wrestling announcer, turns to his broadcast partner D'Lo Brown and asks, D'Lo, can the Good Brothers beat Finn Juice? Like, dude, that's what we're here to see. We're about to answer that question right now. That's why we have bought the pay-per-view, to see the answer to that question. Now, if it turns out the answer is no, because...
Well, the answer was no tonight, but, like, what a dumb question. Can they beat them? Well, I'm sure at some point they probably can beat them. Maybe not tonight. Can they beat them?
That's what he asked.
Fuck me. Well, they were the former Impact Tag Team Champions. Jesus Christ. Put these fucking guys over, you geek.
If the answer is no, then why are we watching this? So they break up the Magic Killer, and they won with a roll-up, and that was that. It was fine.
Matt Stryker's been doing this for so long. And, like, the most important, it's not the most important, but one of the very important rules of being a good announcer is it's okay to just shut the fuck up. You don't have to always be saying something.
Oh, my God. Wouldn't that
sometimes
be nice?
Sometimes, if you don't have anything to say, just don't fucking say anything.
That's why I'm so quiet all the time.
Hmm. Nothing wrong with that.
Well, you're better than Stryker. Congratulations.
He's much better than Stryker. Wait. Don Callis promo.
Thanks, Vinny.
I have no idea.
Craig's thrilled at that, at how you put him over right there.
I am the best turd in the toilet bowl. Woohoo!
I'm sorry, Craig. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. I do apologize to you.
You're fine, Vinny. Just be you, buddy.
I'm doing my best. We have a Don Callis promo where the camera is shaking like crazy. He's just standing there. Just shoot him. Don't make me ill.
Are you sure he wasn't shaking with excitement?
I'm pretty sure Sean also was also complaining about this, and he didn't drink anything.
No, are you sure Don wasn't shaking with excitement? Not you.
Oh, I'm pretty sure.
Why can't it be a little of both?
By the way, I need to go back. Did I mention how happy Rachel Ellering's ring music is?
Yes, you did.
Yes.
You were drinking, and you were not paying attention to yourself this time.
All right, I apologize.
At least normally I don't pay attention to you. You were not paying attention to yourself.
That's true. It was very happy. It was happy enough to warrant a second.
Yes, it was.